the carcass is worth only $50. So the hezek is $450. So if not for the zersakos of Yashomenu, he would have to pay $500. He couldn't just give him the $50 by giving him the carcass and that $450. But why shouldn't he? Suppose he wants to give subi or other carcasses. Suppose he's in the business of carcasses. Suppose he wants to give him many carcasses.
He can do it.
He can do it. So why shouldn't he be able to give this carcass? Yes. What?
No.
Yosef the Rabbi should be kesef afilu.
Yosef the lechachila the kedem, and that's the if he doesn't have kaki, he pays back. According to
Meyachateis, Meyachateis, Meyachateis.
According
to Rabbuna.
Yeah,
but
she's
talking. But talking according to the mandama. Yosef the Rabbi should be kesef afilu sumi. So the lechachila can do that.
Maybe one thing more answer that we hold like Rabbuna
and attack. No, he's a bit which he passed. We passed that Yosef the Rabbi should have cast off the
Sukkah. I think the Rishonim asked that question, why the Gemara couldn't give that teretz.
What?
Well, I think it's a separate question.
Okay, all right. Anyway, so that's a very strong cash. So in other words, not that the Gemara is contesting why Misarasvore, we shouldn't say that he has to pay that why Misarasvore we have to say that the mazik acquires title to the carcass. True, Mr. Asfore, we have to say that the mazik acquires title to the carcass because the basic obligation is to reproduce the share, to recreate the share. But granted, so, but the next best thing is to pay for it. But he doesn't have to pay dafki in cash. He can pay in subin. He can pay by giving him 50 carcasses of other behemoths. So why should he be able to use this one carcass as part payment? It's a very strong cash. So the Gemara says, lo yitzrech al lepras nevel. In other words, inachaname. Even if we did not have exeris hakosuf that afyashlimen, so then he would acquire title, the mazik would acquire title to the carcass, he still would be in a position to use the carcass as payment, as domi. But then, suppose at the time of the hezek, the carcass is worth $50. And at the time of Amor Medin, the carcass is worth $1. So if there hadn't been exerced HaKosov for Yashlimeno, then he would acquire title to the carcass. But he would be able to use the carcass as part payment. So that would, so how much would it be appraised?
$1.
The value at $1. So he would have to add another $499. Through the $499, he could pay with 100 carcasses. But it doesn't matter. But he would have to add $499. As a result of the Zersakosu of Balaam Mitapu Nivele, so then we know that the Pras Nivele is the Nizek. If he had acquired title, so then the Pras Nevele would be sustained. The loss of Pras Nevele would have to be sustained by the
Mazik.
By the Mazik. But since there is a cause of Yashimeno, so Mele, the loss of Pras Nevele would have to be sustained by the Nizek. But Exil Sakosov is that the mazik does not acquire title to the nevel. And Mr. Asvora would say he does acquire title. But even if he acquires title, so what? he can pay the whole $500 with carcasses. So if he wants to pay for $150 cash and then $50 carcass, what? Why couldn't he do it? So he could do it, but it would have to be determined at the price of the carcass at the time of Damod Abadin. But because of the Zakos of Yashlemenu, so it has to be determined at the price of the carcass at the time of the Hezek, not at the time of Amor Lebedin. In other words, the Pras Nivele, Pras Zule, is the Nizek, not the Mazik. Without the Zakos of, I would say, Pras Zule, the Nivele, is the Mazik, not the Nizek. That's the Gemara. Now, I just want to finish the Raivetz Hasoge. Now again, Omer Avraham, Nirin Dvorin Shetovi Limalei Sachviris Ulhashvi Sachatziris Avon Tovi Lishalim Pirsei Hareyu Kishot Viesmomi Uchemi Shomalei Chovalto Bishtayim Vuoim Elu Chovalti Elachs. That is reference to a Mishneh in Shavuos. Dalad on the base in Shavuos, the first Mishneh in the seventh parak of Shavuos. So the Mishneh says, it's a long Mishneh. Kol anishboyin shebeteiro nishboyin b'boyin b'shalom. All the Shavuos midaraisa, mid miksa shomorin, ideachot, is nishba b'nifta. Midaraisa, there is no such Shavuos as nishba b'neiter. Midarabonon, so there is a Shavuos of nishba b'neiter. But midaraisa, it's only nishba v'nifta. Kol nishboyin shebeteiro nishboyin v'loy mishal. V'loy mishal. Ve'elu nishboyin v'neit hasochir ve'anigzal ve'anerbal v'shechanegdei choshet la'ashvuye v'chem v'ni'al pikosi. These are nishboyin v'neit hasochir ha'nigzal ha'nerbal. Alright, well, it's not our concern, but our concern is Nerbal. Nerbal Kesat. So, there is a Shvui of Nishba V'Neitel by Nerbal. Chachomim Amisak. What case? So, there is a Machlekes between Tanekama and Rabbi. Nerbal Kesat. Hoyu Meidin Eisei Nichnas Tachas Yodei. Sholem, v'yotzochom, v'oim aloi chavalto bi, v'oim aloi chavalti, hariz nishba v'neit. In other words, suppose Reuven and Shimon were seen by Eidim entering a certain house, a certain room, and Reuven was sholem, unhurt, and Shimon was sholem. Then they came out, half an hour later, they came out, and Shimon is all bruised up, all chavo. Now, so the question is, who bruised him up? There are two possibilities. One possibility is that Reuven bruised him up. The other possibility is that Shimon himself bruised himself up. That's also possible. But what do they say? So, V'yotchav hu v'yoma loychaval tobi. And Reuven said, and Shimon said to Reuven, you boozed me up, you ochevel me. And then he says, V'yoma loychavalti. But everybody sees these all beaten up and boozed up. You boozed up yourself. So then, So in other words, we cannot say he has to pay because it's not likely that a person should push himself out. It's not likely, but there are many crazy people in the world too. So it happens. It's not a reliable. So without a shvuyeh, he cannot collect. We do not consider that it is so bol kayeh that Ruvain bruised up Shimon, not that Shimon bruised himself up, that he doesn't even have to swear. No, there is no reliable. There is a possibility that Shimon bruised himself up. So, but since Ruvain is there, since Shimon is there, that Ruvain was chevel him. So Mele Bezdin says to Shimon, you won't collect the chvole, so you have to swear. So that's the shvui of Nishba v'neid.
That's mitzvah rabbanon.
The rabbanon. There is no shvui of Nishba v'nifta. I mean, Nishba v'neid tell me the Nishba v'neid tell me the rise. So it's a shvui the rabbanon. So that's the case. There's the Tanakam. Rabbi Yudaime achet heishom miksa sidoi keitza. Omale chavalto bishtai, valo imel chavalti boel achas. In other words, since he cannot collect without Ishvui, because there is no raya brure that Ruvain bruised up Shimon. What does everybody see? They see Shimon is bruised up, and before they entered the room, he was not bruised up. But no one knows who bruised Shimon up. There are two possibilities. Either Ruvain bruised him up or Shimon himself bruised himself up. So Mimele, so Amitz Mechavir Olarai. But since there is some circumstantial evidence that the time by Ruvain, by Shimon, is a true time, it's more likely that Ruvain bruised up Shimon than that Shimon bruised himself up. So Mimele, the Chachomim or Misakim, a shvui of Nishba v'neita. So according to Nekame, the Chachomim or Misakein, a shvui of Nishba v'neita, even the case where Ruvain is a kivrak, where Ruvain says, I didn't bruise you up. But Rabbi Yude says, call the tikkun Rabbonim ki in the Reis tikkun. So the Chachomim or Misakein, a shvui of Nishba v'neita, only when it conforms the pattern of made in mixas, except there couldn't be a shvui the rise of made in mixas, because made in mixas is only nishba nifta, not nishba v'neitel, but it has to conform to the pattern of a shvui the rise. What's the pattern? There has to be heidoy b'mixas. So if Shimon, when he says you pushed me up in two places, and Ruvain says, well, I did push you up in one place. The other place, you push yourself up. So in other words, you became so inspired by one push, so you push yourself, you made another push. Okay, so then there is a shvuyeh mid rabbanon of Nishba. But otherwise, there is no shvuyeh the rabbanon of Nishba later. And we pass like the rabbanon. So the Ayvet is Sikash. Raivet when he's Masik and the Rambam, because the Rambam says that when Ruvain says to Shimon, Shtei Sodis Chofatoli, Beiri Sichon Amayas, and Shimon says, only Soda Achas Chofati, so then there is no Shvuye the Reis of Midi Mixas, only Shvuye Seses in the Rabbanon, because in Ishbuin Lakakoes, so the Raivet says, Bishlim in the case where Ruvain is the way him limalis achvireis, then I agree with you. But in the case where Ruvain is the way adomim, that's mitaltalim. So that there should be a shvui the reis. So he mentions a raya from Rabbi Yude. We don't pass like Rabbi Yude, we pass like Tanakam. So that's another shaila, whether the chachomim were misakin ishvua v'nishba v'neitel in a case that doesn't conform to the pattern, the reis. So Tanakama says yes, and Rabbi Yehuda says no. So he says, Avolim tovili shalim, pirsei hariyu kishot viasmami, uch mi shomale, chovalto bishtaim, vueimelu chovalti alachas. So just as we see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when is there a shvui of nishba v'nei teil? Only when it conforms to the pattern of the rice, where there is a midi mixus. But it's still only midi rabbonon, because there is no shvui the rice b'nishba v'nei teil. But that means that in the case of chavalto bishtayim, for him al chavalti al achas, when the shvui is in nishba v'nifter, then there is a shvui d'raisi. Because if, assuming according to the Rambam, that when you are toveya the chlip, the domim of the sodis, inasmuch, even though the domim of the is mitalkli, but since it's the chlip of the sode, so mainly it has a din of kakoeis, since odom izuk shali kakoeis, because according to most Rishenim, when the Gemara says avodim huk shali kakoeis, it doesn't mean just avodim. It means odom. Odom. So odom izuk shali kakoeis, Rashi in Gishin says, only avodim izuk shali kakoeis, not a bencheret. But most Rishenim say that it doesn't mean only avodim. Odom, even a bencherim is zuk shel kakois. So according to the Rambam, that when one Reuven says to Shimon, shtei sodis chafartal, v'omer lo chafartal achas, it's kakois. Why? Even though the dom per se itself is metalfi, because it's the chlifn of kakois. So in the case of Reuven saying to Shimon, chavalto bishtayim, and Shimon says, L'chavalti bi el'achas, L'chavalti b'cho el'achas, so then there wouldn't be Shvui d'raisi, because it's the chlipping of is the chlipping of Hodom, which is l'kakois, and mei karka is ki karka ekos d'ra, not according to the Raivet, because according to the Raivet, only when the Tviyah is Limalis HaSobis. So then it has a din of Kaak. But when the Tviyah is for the Domin, for being Nazi the Sode, then it's not the Kaak. But according to the Rambam, even when the Tviyah is for the Domin of the Kaak, and the Domin themselves are Mitalkli, money is Mitalkli, but since it's the Domin of Kaak, so it's considered like karake. So the domim of an odom should be considered like karake. So in the middle there shouldn't be shvui d'rais. And here we see there is shvui d'rais, even though there is certainly shvui d'rabbanon. So for another reason it's shvui d'rabbanon, because mit d'rais there is no shvui of nishba v'nifta, but the fact that Rabbi Yehuda requires that it should conform to the pattern of Bedi Mixas shows that in the case of Nishba v'Nifta there would be Shvui d'Rais. So according to the Rambam there shouldn't be Shvui d'Rais, because it's Meyodom. So just as Mey Karke has a din of Karke, so Meyodom has a din of Odom. It's not only that, the Rambam in Enes HaMefate says Beferesh that in the case of where one says, let's say, he says Onasto Patiso is bit. He says Onasto Patiso is bit. So what is it Tevea? Is Tevea Knas? Is Kevea? If he says, well, that is the Rambam. I need a Rambam. Of Noshim says in passages in Perek Beis of Nara Psula. Halacha Yitkimu. Omro lo yonastois. So if he says onastois, what is he claiming from it? Knas?
Yes.
And then, and Pgam? Pgam is like Nezek. And Tzar. And Tzar. But who am I? Loikiel Petisi. So in other words, he's a made of mixas. He's made a knas, he's made a pgam, but he's kefir, a tzar. By manes, there is tzar, but nefate is not mechuyev to pay tzar. So it's a nian of made of mixas. Omro leonasto is he. Vueina loikiel Petisi. So he's a made of mixas. Har is a nishbash for satero. Alad mea tzar. Mishalem beishis et gam. Shari heide be mixas taine kum shiz boya bekeim. So he's in the Rambam say so himself. The Raive, this Masi, can the Rambam from the Mishneh in Shvues. All right, the Mishneh in Shvues. So there it's only with the Rabbonon. But I will hold, since Rabbi Yudev requires that it should conform to the pattern of Beidin Mixas. So it's a raya that had it been a case of Nishba Venichta, there would be a Shvuid Raise. But you can argue that. But the Rambam himself mentions explicitly, Omro lei onasto isi, vuim aloiki alopatisi, haris Nishba Shvuzatere, but why Shvuzatere? Odom izuk shalika coins. Some mele. And the Rambam by Kakoi says that Mei Sode is Kisode. So here too, Mei Odom should be Kiodom. So here Rab Chaim says something very basic. Very basic. The reason as to why I mention it, even though you see the first thing that Rab Chaim says in Uchastein Nitin is relevant to our Sugi of Yashlemen. This is not so relevant, but it's since I discussed that Rab Chaim, and that might be relevant to other things that we'll be discussing in Borokan. So he says there is a basic distinction between the Mechayev of Nezek in Mazik Momein and the Mechayev of Nezek in Chevel V'Chaver. It's true that if somebody is Mazik Behime or is Mazik Chevel, he breaks a table. So he has to pay Nezek. What is Nezek? The loss. The table was worth $100. And then he broke it. It's only worth $10. So there's a loss of $90. And if somebody's Chevel B'Chaveri, so he has to pay Nezek, Tzar, Ripu, Sheves, and Beishes. So one of the things is Nezek. So there's a basic distinction between the Mechayev of Nezek in Mazik Momein and the Mechayev of Nezek in Chevel B'Chaver. By Mazik Momein, so the Nezek, the Mechayev of Nezek is the loss. He caused him loss. But the Nezek of Chvore, what's the Shume? The Shume is Kievet Knaini Hanim Kabishu. Is there a loss? Let's say he amputated his leg. So then we appraise how much would he be worth as an Evet 90 with a leg. So he'd be worth, let's say, $50,000. Without a leg, he would be worth maybe $5,000. With a wooden leg, he would be worth $5,000. So the loss is
$45,000.
So that really measures the loss. Is there any money in the world that could measure the loss and give me $1 billion? Would that describe the loss and the $1 trillion? It wouldn't describe the loss. I mean, chavole cannot be measured in terms of money. So what is the machayev? It's not like the Nezek of Mazik. The Nezek of Mazik, I'm a chuyev to pay for the loss, the monetary loss sustained. But the nezek of chvole, I'm not mechuyif to pay for the monetary losses that if I had to pay, I couldn't pay it with kol endowment. Even if I paid $1 billion, I wouldn't reimburse him for the loss. No normal person would agree to have his leg amputated in order to get $1 billion. He's a crazy person if he agrees to do that. But the Torah says you have to pay. The answer is the mechayev is not a monetary loss. It's a chiyuv to pay. And the shume has to be made that way. Just as the shume of Tsar is to be made in a special way. So the shume of Nezek has to be made that way. But he's not chayev to pay for the monetary losses thing. If he could, let's say sometimes they do, you know. Many times when the person's by accident, a person's hand is chopped off to a machine. So if it's done immediately, so then the hand can still be attached. So if the chayvir is in a position to do that, then he would have to do that misatripu, not misabnezer, misatripu with mechuyev. He's mechuyev to cure. So many times it happens when a person's hand is chopped off by a machine and then he's immediately rushed to the hospital and it's still, there is still time to attach the hand, and then the hand is attached and it's the same as it was before. It's a miraculous operation. So if that can be done, the chayvul is mechuyev to do it, but not on the score of nezek. On the score of rip, it's mechuyev to be merapi. That's the best rip, to reattach, to have the hand reattached. But mitzat nezek, so the chayvul is not, the mechayvul is not the monetary. There is no money that could describe the monetary loss of the loss of a leg. But it's a chiyuv nezek. That's a very basic issue. Now, I just want to make 1 hour on the chatchan. It's nothing to do with just 1 hour. That the Gimel on the basis, Achivu Bechavere, Chayav Alov, Mishum Chamisha Dvori, Binezek, Bitzar, Biripu, Bishavas Abesh, Binezek Eitzat, Sini Esene, Kota Esyode, Shiber Esragle, Reine Isekil, Eved Nimka Bishuk, Vishomin Kamo Yofe, Vechamo Yofe. So all the Rishonim, except for Rashi, say Kevet Amnim Kapishuk means what? Kevet Nine, not Kevet Ivet. Rashi is the only one who says Kevet Amnim Kapishuk V'chamo Yofe Shari Ezikei V'yifsidim Omen Ze Shim Oyo Nitzchach Oyo Meche Ratzmi Bevet Ivet. He's the only Rishon. I don't know any other Rishon. And I was looking, maybe the other Rishonim agree with Rashi. I didn't find it. I was looking.
But it says what?
That it's not Kevet Naini, but Kevet Ivri. I think that the machlekes between all the Rishonim and Rashi is on that question. Why does Rashi say all of a sudden Kevet Ivri? Usually when the whenever the Gemara mentions Eved, it means Eved Nai, not Eved Ivri. Stam Eved means Eved Nai. When the Gemara means Eved Ivri, the Gemara says Eved Ivri. Here the Mishnah doesn't say Reinei Seiku Evet Ivrinim Kabashuk. Kli Evrinim Kabashuk. And you see all the Shenim explain it in the sense of Eret Nai. Why did Rashi, why was Rashi forced to say that here Evet means Evet Ivrinim? Because apparently Rashi held that the Mechayev of Nezek Chole is analogous to the Mechayev of Nezek of Mazik. Nezek of Mazik, he's Mechayev to pay for the monetary loss. So Mele, the Nezek of Chole, also the monetary loss. Even though it's true, I mean, that goes without saying that no money in the world will be commensurate with the monetary loss, even $1 billion. But something has to be done, some mele. That's the best that could be done to compensate for the monetary loss. Some mele Rashi says, if the machayev is the monetary loss, so at least if we appraise it, how much is worth as an eved ivri with the leg and without a leg, so that measures the monetary loss. Because a Jew could sell himself as an eved ivri. But if you make the shume, the difference between his worth as an eved nayni, with a leg, without a leg, does that measure the monetary loss? It's impossible for him. If he try kotaz de kishabelam, he will not be able to sell himself as an eved nayni. So, but all the other Kishayim, they hold like Rav Chaim, that the Mechayev is not a monetary loss. It's not that he has to compensate him for the monetary loss. He has to compensate him in many ways. So one is Nezek. So there's the Shum. But Rashi Shite, since Rashi, of all Kishayim, says that Kievet Ninka Bishuk means Eved Ivri, Rashi Shite is not like Rav Chaim. That's what I think. I said it many, many years ago, and it was accepted by all the Gdelim, I mean, before whom I mentioned it. Now, again, so Rav Chaim says, that's the reason. To the Raivis Kashi against the Rambam. Uchimei Shomale Chavalta Bishtaim, Vomel Chavalti Alachas. So that's not a strong Raya that there is Ishwe the Raisi. What does Rabbi Yude say that there is Ishwe the Raisi? Of course, in the case of Rabbi Yude, it's certainly Ishwe the Rambam, because there is no Ishwe the Raisi of Nishwimnatal anyway. But the Pshat and Ravid is, since Rabbi Yude requires that the Shvuyah Rabbanu Niva Bneifte should be conformed to the pattern of Shvuyah Rais of Midim Nixas, so it's a Rai in the case of Niva Bneifte, there would be Shvuyah Rais. But the Rambam in Arab Sula says Beferesh, who Eimeya, say, if she says to him, Onastra is, the Samumele, she's claiming knas and gam and tzar, and he says loyal kipitise is, so he's made the knas and he's made for the gam, which is nezek, but he's kefir in the tzar, so he's chayvish with the rice. But may sodis may karkis ki karkis, there is no Shvuyah Rais. So Bnei Odom, there shouldn't be Shvuyah Rais either. So he says, Baita Kois, where is Mazik Momain? So then the Nezek is for the monetary loss. So Mele, since it's for the monetary loss, so it's Nikak, is Kikak. But by Chvole, it's not for the monetary loss. So it's not Bnei Odom. The basic chiyuv is to pay money. how much money? It has to be determined according to a certain shul. But there's the basic chiyuv. It's not that he's mechuyev to pay the chlifin of the hefset of the karka of the osman. That has no compensation. Some mele. This is a very basic type. And what I think is that according to Rashi, who says the shume is not kevet naini, but kevet ivri, that Rashi is chayv. All right. Now, we're up to the Gemara. Tanoi. Titanye in to. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that there's a cost that a pile mitapun in vele. But what does a pile mitapun in vele mean? Not that the mazik cannot use the carcass in payment for the nezik. That he could, because he could pay the whole thing with carcasses, with other carcasses, not after the carcass of the Sheranizek. So why shouldn't you be able to use the carcass of the Sheranizek as part payment? But what it means is that he sustains the prazule of the nevele. In other words, if at the time of the Hezek the carcass was worth $50, and the time of Amod Bedin, it's worth only, it deteriorated so much that it's worth only $1. So without the Zakos of Arshlemeno, I would say he has to pay $499 because of the Zakos of Yashlemeno. He only has to pay $450. So Lime, whether Prazule Dinvele, whether is the Nizek or the Mazik, is a Machlekes Tanoi. Lime Prasnevele Tanoi, the Tanye, in Torif, y Torif, Yovio Eid, Hatrefo Loishal, Yovio Eid, Yoveidim Shenitro for Beine Support. Of course, the Pshirishal Mitro, where is the Chumash? He should produce witnesses, and the witnesses testify that the behemoth, it's in case of a shemasocho, the spot announced that the behemoth that was nimsero to him bishmire was torn by beast behemoths, so lo yishal. There's the tradition. But then. So this is what Tanakhama says. He doesn't darshan it. He doesn't apply the posik to a case where it was nitzchah for b'pshiyeh. But yaviyo eid, yaviyedim shenitzchah v'enes spota. Abba sholeimeir, yavi adudoli bezdi. What does it mean, yavi adudoli bezdi? Now let's say Rashi. Upota, ishima socho, pota beyonds. Shemasocha potabons, kitichsiv bei yomei so nishba ro nishbo, in reye, shvues hadishem tiye bin shneyem, yovi adudo nivele bez lishemo kamo yishove, locha mashma kro, yiviyu eid, yovi eid not in the sense of witness, but in the sense of adudo, So aid also means preyed upon, a torn. So you could produce the torn behemoth in Bezd. And he says, Kirsi babeka yechleid anishol king targinon adoe mi pimeir. So that means, and if it was torn bipshie, so vimele, then he has to pay. Then he has to pay. My love, how come you say? Timar sovar, pras nivele, dinizek hab. Umar sovar, dimazik hab. Abishol holds that pras nivele dinizek. So the mazik doesn't acquire title to the carcass of the behime, of the nevel, of the behime, of the nizik, of the shera nizik. And Marsovar and Tanekame holds pras nevel is the mazik, he does acquire title. Let's see the Rashi. My love, Hokam, the beyond sin of bodily polygabi shol, the mema, the afronit of a benes ye chayev, the shimasoho, chayev don't. It's inconceivable that Abishol should say, even when Behine, when he produces Aidin, that the Behine who storm Behine is, the Shema Socha is high to pay. Who doesn't know that Shema Socha is part of Ons? Elohe Koma, when Abishol says, Yovi Adulli Bezni means, Im Nitri for Bipshie, Shehei Bat Ashlum, Yovi Adudo, V'yeisif mi Beisi Aladom, Yashlimen, that's like Yashlimen. V'yeisif mi beisei aladomi, shirishovi v'shasmis, dimi shindomi dehashte liistrich, dehashte isli nivile sachrinais. Yoivlei, as the Gemara said, Yoivlei, so even if he acquired title, so he still could use it as full payment. He could give the nizek 100 carcasses. So why shouldn't he be able to use this one carcass as part payment? So what does it mean that if the nevela deteriorated and there is decline in the value, let's say from 50 to 1, so then according to Abishol, so who sustains the loss of prazule, of the praz nevela? The nizek sustains it, but Tanakama doesn't ask in the pasuk that way, because Tanakama holds in such case, so pras nevele is the mazik. Eli pras nevelos, the Tanakama limofikli laart roshe, so va pras nevele the mazik hav. Hilchach limotzli kmi kol laart roshe, dim shum dom de hashte lo yitzrich. The tiny Yoshev the Rabbi Shavu Kesef, that philosophy. So the Gemara says, look, the Kula Alme the Nizik. So the question is, why is Tanakama Chilik and Rosh of Abishol? So what's the machlekes between Tanakama and Abishol? Veoche bitereach nevele kamifle. Lohavia mi mokim shemeis Hashem, di mokim shoyis Hashem. Abishol sovar al mazik. Everybody agrees, even Abishol, that the mazik does not have to pay $500. He doesn't acquire title to the carcass, and the title to the carcass remains vested in the nizik. But Abishol says the burden is upon. He can give back the nevele to the nizek, but upon whom is the burden to bring the carcass from the bear and give it to the nizek? So Abishol says the burden is upon the mazik. In other words, the mazik cannot tell the nizek, listen, your carcass is in the bear. I don't want to go down to the bear and pick it up. You do it. You want to do it yourself, do it yourself. you want to be comfortable, hire somebody else and pay. It's not my concern, it's your problem. So, according to Abishol, the Mazik cannot tell the Nizik to do that. The Mazik can give the carcass back to the Nizik and be mashlim on the money. But he has the burden of bringing up the nivele from the bear. So, b'hocha b'terech nireach nizik. So, lo aviyo mimokim shem eise shom, mimokim shoise shom. Abishol soval amaziku. And Tanekame holds ala nizik. So the Gemara says, Vatani, and this b'nechusi. Achir meimrim, minayin shal balabeya lehali sheya mibirei, just like Abishol, Talmud Lema, Kesef Yoshef Lipolov, Vameis. In other words, it's the burden is upon the Balabeya, the Mazik, to bring up the Nivele. And he has to sustain the burden and the expenses of doing that. Vatani ben Chuse, Kesef Yashlor Vameis, Mashma, Shafameis Yashlor Lipolov. Stigmor is explaining it. Omra Abayla Rove, Haitereach Nivele Yechadom, Ilaymedi Bire Shavye Zuze, Vagude Shavye Arba, In other words, if the Bire is the Shavye Zuze, and the Gude is Shavye Arba, so why should the Mazik be Mechuyev to bring it up? Let him work hard. The rather than Afrika of it, the Shayim lay, the Nizek Neisir, the Lomuli Krodu Ameis. So in other words, the Mazim, for his own interest, because if he doesn't bring it up from the Bayer, he'll have to add to one Zuz, and if he brings it up, he'll only have to be mashlim to four Zuz, so it's for his own interest. So why do you need a posik that he has to do it? Of course he has to do it. Suppose he doesn't want to do it, then he'll have to be mashlim to one Zuz, and that's all. Omalei lo yitzricha dvibire shav yizuze vaagude name shav yizuze umike kai gavneim damriin she kshura bimote bizuze kshura bidabra bizuze kshura keiro bidabra bizode vafal kaf shem chusa havo elihir is nimka bizuze. Alright, anyway, the maskone of the Gemara is that according to all Tanoim, so pras nivele is the nizik. But whether tereach nivele, there is a machlikis between Tanekame and Abishol. And we pass like Abishol, the tereach nivele is upon the mazik.
Why do we pass like Abishol?
Because we pass like that. What do you mean, why?
The rabbi.
First of all, I don't even know whether Tanekami is Chacham. Who says that Tanekami is the Chacham? Maybe it's another Tana. Anyway, the Aloha is like Abishol, because there's the Braise. Achirim imrim. Minayin shebalabe lehalis. Lehalis sheer medir. Alright. Now. Omar Shmuel. In Shomim. Loyli Ganev the Loyli Gazla. Elun Zoki. beschilt es der Ravachoi Gassinon Oma Shmuel Oma Li Abba. Veloi ki Pirish HaKuntos di Pirish di Minag Dayonim Kach. Because the Loshna Gmora is strange. Oma Shmuel in Shomin Loi Li Gana Veloi Gazlein Oni Zokin Vani Eimea. Who is the Ani and who said in Shomin? So according to the Gers of the Shiltes, we understand. Omli Abed, that's Rab. So Rab says, in Shomin, Loligan and Ligazla, Elin Zoki. Vani Shmuel says, Aflishir. But according to Rashi, was the Pshat. So let's see how Rashi explains it. Omar Shmuel, Minag Dayonimu. In other words, he's not saying his memory. He says, the Psak of Dayonim is not to be shomim the ganef ligazlen, but only nizoki. Vani Shmuel, I say that aflishir. Omar Shmuel, minag dayonim hu shim shomim ligganef ligazlen, shim gona vigozl beimoy keli minifchis oeslei in shomim amveile vashvorni bailim shi yarze ganef hapchas. So the Minag Dayonim or Rav says whatever that in Shomin lo yidanav legazlan, that if somebody was gaining for gizli behem or kelim and then it was nifchus esley, so the ganav the gazlan is kene the behime or the kelim that was nishtano. And he has to pay full dom, and the ganef negazlan acquires title to the behemoth or to the kele that was nifriso. Vani ime elu einsham loy ganef loy gazlan. In other words, that means he's kenet. Shomin would be that he's not kenet. He just has to be mash. So einsham loy ganef loy gazlan elu nzok. But in Zokinishon, Kirsiva Messiele, so the Mazik is not, does not acquire a title to the Behemo or to the Kele that was Nifrisa. Vani Meir Afli Shol, the Abbe Maideli. Vani Meir Afli Shol, the Abbe Maideli. So it is a little strange. Yeah. Vani Meir Afli Shol, the Abbe Maideli. Rav. So the question is, what does Shmuel mean when he says Vani Emir Afli Shil Shomin V'Ab Medali? Does he mean that Afli Shmuel Ibol Horekoma Afli Shil Shomin V'Ab Medali Oidim Horekoma Vani Emir Afli Shil Shomin Aflishil in Shomin Van Midal. So what does Shmuel mean? Vanim Raf Aflishil. The Shail is Shomin or Shail is Ancient? Toshma. Dahu Gavra Dishul Nagim Chavrei. He bowed the necks from his neighbor, Tavrei, and it broke. Osli Kamir Rav Omale Zil Shlim Le Nagi. Now Gemalie. So that means Shmamino Inchom. That means the Chael has the same din like Ganef Gazla. The Chael has the same din like Ganef Gazla. Inchom, in other words, he does acquire the Chael, he acquires title to the Dover Ashol that broke. And then, like a Ganav Gazla, and then, but he has to pay full dom. So by Ganav Gazla, there is a loche of Shimukene, but Meichet is a Bashir. There is no a loche of Shimukene Bashir. The answer is, because why is Shel Chayev? Because Kolano Yishalei. So Mele, that means it's a chiyuv of shalei. Now, there is the business why he has to pay even for onsen, because Yishael is really king. And Yishael is like a Levi. The only difference is between Yishael and the Levi is this. A Levi, when you borrow, what is a Levi and what is Yishael? When you borrow $100, so the $100 that you borrow, you are paying it completely. And literally, even if you don't use it up, and you put it in the vault, in the bank, and then by the time of Peroi, so it's still banned, the same coins, the same bills. So the Malve cannot demand that he should return to him the same coins, the same money in specie. Because Milvoi Tzoynik, Sheol is not like that. Sheol is not like Tzoynik. Sheol, he has to return the same thing in specie. But in case of unseen, where the thing is not banned, so then it's like Levi. So the reason as to why he has to pay back, because Kolanoi Shalei, so he was Kenyat. He was Kenyat. So Mele, with, so Shmuel says that Insham Lishael. And that's the Ratzo. So that's the Rayef Mahu Gavre. Yishol Nargim Chavre Tavre Osalikam Rav Omle Shlinle Nagre Malish Mamino Insham Adrabe Vid Omrele Rav Kane Ve Rav Asel Rav Dino Oche Vishosik Kodesi Gimore in Bonitzir Atzadik Vok. So Rav says that the Tein Shomi, so Rav Kane argued with Rav, and Rav kept quiet. That means he conceded to Rav Kane. Shmamino, Radin Rosha Shmamino Shom. So there's the Maskon of the Gemara. That Ligane for Ligazlan is Einshom, but Lishael Isham. In other words, what's the question? Rav said at first that Sheol is ancient, that the Mechayev of Sheol is not like by all Shomrim, the just a Chiyuv of Achrayis. It's a Chiyuv of Shalei. And according to Rav Kan Rav Ase, the Mechayev is just a Chiyuv to pay, not Shalei, not Mezabai. Itmar. Omar Ule, Omar Blazer, Shomin Liganef Ligazlin. Rav Papi Omar, in Shomin. The Eil Chese, in Shomin Liganef Ligazlin, Avol Lishayel Shomin. Not a rush. Af Lishayel Shomin, Van Zokin Koi, Oidun Af Lishayel in Shomin. Vai Af Aganef Gazlin Koi, Medikom Alei, Rav Kane and Rav Asi bin Zir Perek Asher. Now, here it's important to look into the Gemara bin Zir. Rav Tzadik Vov. Chalekes Hasheni in bin Zir between Rashi and Tesvis on one hand, and the Rashbam and the Rivo on the other hand. The fifth line from the end of the Omed, Daf Tzadik Vov on the base. Ha'u gavre di shol narge mechav itba. But when was it broken? Bishas Meloch. And then Zaloch and Mesa Machmas Meloch is Potter in Mishael. Doesn't have to pay in the case of Mesa Machmas Meloch, but only if the Sheol was not Peshea in using it. Let's say, if somebody was Sheol Ebeim or Mechaveri, and then he rode on the donkey in places that are not donkey. So, and then the behemoth died, so it's mismach loch. But suppose this behemoth, the average person, a prudent person, he divides that behemoth only on even leveled karke, not on mountains. And he drove it on mountains. Then he was mishane, he was pishaya. There is no ptur of mesa machasroch. So ahu gavre, bishon nagem chav, he bowed an axe. And bishas meloche, it was broke. It broke. Osli kamidirove. Omele zil aise sade laf shanizbe. You just produce aiding that you weren't negligent in using it. Because if you were negligent in using it, let's say if you use the axe on very sturdy things that you could anticipate that the axe will break, so then there's no tour of Meisemachos Loch. So as long as you produce Eidin, that you're not Nishane, that you're not negligent in the manner that you used it, so then you'll be Potter. Vileke Sademai, and suppose it doesn't produce Eidin, Toshmi. Dahu Gavre di Shonagam Chavre Vidba, Osli Kamid Rab, Omele Zim Shlimli Nagre Mali. Vidva bipshi, omle Rav Kane ve Rav Ase, Rav Dinoche, that he has to pay nargemalye, that means that he, the shale, acquires title to the broken axe. No, vishosik Rav, so Rav considered Rav Kane Rav Ase. He doesn't have to pay, the shale doesn't acquire title to the broken axe, but he has to be mashal. If the axe was worth $50 and was broke, it's worth only $20, so he has to be mashal in $30. Now let's see the Rashi there. Vidva libipshie. Dino achadishosk. Shalim likliyo osu msukam. Vatnan gabi nizokin tashlumin ezekin lami shabaili nitapen vele shishomin li an vele shalbehemti shemiso al dize shizikale violeo meisif umishalin meen ochaname yoshumu le shivri o vishin valeyem nishalin mo domo vize yelech viyitrach viyikne le kriach viyitrach. Teise says Zil, hier am Bumzi, Zil schlimmli narge malje, pirig kuntres narge malje acheres. Narge malje acheres, it may. Vashvor im Yiu shal shea. That's what Rav meant. Veinire, the Rav Nishmuel, da filu gane vidazlen, mash mash yecheilin, lifreya subi, moi mazik, kdamun te kamil vlo kamil. Kulum ke obesein li shalein in meitaf, pirish esrim vaba obes vidane vigazlem bichol, alm midame tashlum, vidane vigazlem tashlum nezik, vim ke yifrasubi. So just as the Gemara says, even if there hadn't been exeris hakosov of yashlimeno, meich hateise, should he not be able to use the carcass as part payment? He can pay the whole thing with carcass. So, for the Rav of Shmuel, the Mishalim Nagremalye Haine Shaprashe Huzal, Mishashvire Ashas Mosabedin Have the Shale, Umesifalash Alashvire Kishina Samodabedin, Achi Yishve Nagremalye, the Damali Rav Ligane Vigazlan, Dama Shmuel Ferikame Vokame. Den Schommel wurde gegangen mit Gaslen, Ellen sagt, wie Ravi Slay, die Afli Sheel schon. Wie Hossam Eise Minze, der Rava Minze nicht mehr. Wie Chola Aloche Eire Hossam, Liumene, die Prasne Gere in Nise Kave. Wie Omrule, Ravkane, Ravasse, die Noche, die Schworim, die Schussmarsch, Rusle, die Schöle, habe gegaslen, die Gaslen kommen die Gamre, die Seele, Bishin und Misse. Ushvire, Ulochem Adel Shale, Tavre Vishomle Kamo Yeshvorim, shove me shasvire, umal li dome manu, ve have pras, ti mashe, vo li nizik, ve chim pirish reva. So in other words, now we can go to this thesis. I just went over the Gemara to point out that what thesis says here is not so shidava poshut. It only accords with the shite of Rashi, but it doesn't accord with the shite of the Rashbam and the Rivon. In Shomim Luligane Veluligazle, Pirish HaKuntres, in Shomim Anvile Vashvorim, Libalim Shiazer Aganef HaPchas, El Yishalim Behim Oshleimo, Vikelim Yulim, Vashvorim Shalei, Viafal Gavdi Kaimelon, Yoshif Rabbi Shobe Kesef Kesef, Val Subim Vafil Subim, Gane Vigazlen Shane, Mishin Gersib, Asha Goza O Kein She Goza, Hilkach Tzorich Laharzer, Hagzelo Oidomeo Veloi Subim, Vichim Asha Bjerushalm, Minayin Shein Shomim Loli Gane Veloi Gazlen, Omer Avabe Vamamu, Chaim Shnaim Yishale Veloi Meis, Ad Kidein Gneire Gzele Minayin, Omer Avabe Vamamu, Veish Vagzila Asha Goza O Kasha Goza, Keine Teine, die Gane wie Gazlen, konnen mir Jadke, Scherizzi und Mischribeil. Aber Masik lo in Ischaya, weil ich muss Jizik. Weil Hei Teine, die Mandoma, auf die Scheo, kiem die Chaya bei uns, nimmt so, sie konnen mir Scho, Scherizzi, wie er dabei lim, so ist der Chiyuv, is not just the Chiyuv of Tashlumi, but it's a Chiyuv of Shalei, of Bali, weil Adomim und Ischaya, ich mir Gane wie Gazlen. So that is the shita of Rashi and the shita of Teisves in Bavakam. But the shita of the Rashbam and the Rivom in Bavitsiya is to the contrary. In other words, there is certainly a loche, the Gana Vigazlan. So the Gana Vigazlan is Kene, the Kliashov, because he's Kene Bishin. But the question is, so what happens if he's Kene? So, according to the Rashbam and the Rivor, so it only means he's Kenet, but the Aloha of Yoshif, the Rabbi Shavu Kesef of Lusubin, applies to Gana Vigazlan just as it applies to Magic. So what's the Nafkimine of the fact that he's Kenet? If he wouldn't be Kenet, so then the Prasni Vele would be, if he wouldn't be Kenet, so the Prasnivele would be Nizik. As a result of the fact that he's Kenet, so Prasnivele is the Mazik. In other words, if there was a decline in the value of the Kila Ashova or of the Nivele between the Hezek and between the Gneve and Hamod Bedin, so by Mazik, Prasnivele is the Nizik. So who sustains the difference, the loss of the decline in the price of the Kila Shavu by Mazik? The Nizek sustains it. Suppose the Kila Shavu at the time of the Hezek was worth, let's say, $5. The Kila Sholem was $20. And then the Kila Shavu was worth $5. And then, at the time of Hamod Bedin, it's worth $1. So by Mazik, how much does he have to be Mashlim? He has to be Mashlim $15. And by Gana Vigazlan, he'll have to be Mashlim $19. So there's the whole difference. But he could pay with the Kila Shavu too, because the Aloche of Yoshif, the Rabbi of Kesef Subin, applies to Gana Vigazlan also. According to Russian thesis, there is this special Zer Sakosov of Chaim Shnaim Yishalim, Chaim Velimesin, that the Aloche of Yoshif, the Rabbi of Kesef Vafil Subin, does not apply to Gana Vigazlan. That's the main thing. know that I have time to discuss another time fully, but also a very important time in this year. Rambam in Perek Beis Milhazir Vavedi Halachat Esvov says as follows: Gozel Kli Vishovrei in Shomele Yapchas El Mishalim Domov Vakli Ashovo Shel Gazla Vim Rotsa Abayli Litter Akli Ashovo Neitlin Mishalim Yapchas Shizu Takonehu Libailin Shizu Takonehu Libailin Vim Lirotsu or Shuz Biodom Chin Klaisim. It's a very strange aloch, but manifest. Now, the Rambam says, Gozlo Kli Vishovrei. That means there was a shin. So he gazlan is kene bishin. So he's kene the Kli Ashovo. So maybe if he's came the Kli Ashovo, what does he have to do? He has to pay dami. So he couldn't return. He couldn't return the object, the Kli Ashovo, to the Balim and be mashlim the difference. But he says the option is with the Balim. In Rotsu, so he says, at the very outset we say Mishalim Domov, Vakli Ashovo Shel Gazla. That you understand, because it's Kenim. Vim Rotsa Abaylim Litila Kli Ashovo Neitlin Mishalim Apras. But suppose the Baalim say, I like to have the Kli Ashovo, and you be Mashlim, then the Gazlan has to return to him the Chayfetz and be Mashlim. Shezu Takoni Yili Baalim Vim Loi Rotsu. So the option is within the Baalim. If the Baalim wants that he should pay the full value and that the Gazlan should keep the Kli Ashovo, so then he has to pay the full value. But if the Baalim wants to take the broken Kli and that he should be mashlim, So then the Gazlan has to return the Kli Ashovo and be Mashlim. So the Mishnah is the Kashe Monefshach. Nireish Dvar Rav Leimar Shebal Kolchei Shel Gazlan Moitzim Menu Ashvor Din Metzeni Pshite Kishay Mitarz. Of course, if there is mutual agreement between the parties, so then the Rambam doesn't have to tell us that. In other words, the Gazlan and the Baalim both agree that the Gazlan should return the Kli Ashovo to the Baalim, and the Gazlan should be mashing the difference. So then it goes without saying. So what the Rambam means is, even if the Gazlan is not willing, the Gazlan says, I want to keep the Kli Ashovo. So the halacha is, the Baalim is the option. The Baalim is the option. And the Baalim can say to him, never mind, you want to keep the Kli Ashovo. You give it to me. V'tzorachim lomoli kona Gazlan b'shinu mais. The Yam Shishleime in Bavakame is Chilik and the Rambam. He says, Monefshach, if Ashovo is a Shino, if it's a Shino, so then he is Kene the Kli Ashovo and he has to pay the full don. And so what if the Baalim says, I want to take the Kli Ashovo? So it's like the Baalim saying, I want your thing, but if the Gazlan doesn't want, he can't force. This, but what is the Shita Saramba? Vitzorchi lomoli kona gazlan mishnu maise. Viulai what b'shishmulam.
In other words, he's kind of doesn't think about the chav.
What? He has to pay the damim, the value.
Even if the other person's mask, even if the mikzel's mask, to take it back to Gaza.
No, of course not. It's like somebody is masking, the, wants to take your thing. You don't want, you don't have to give it to him.
No, it's totally his.
That he's stolen the das of the Gazlan, he was killing it. So the Mishnah says that the Rambam does not have reference to the case of Ishinu Gomo, but Ishinu Ktsas. To Ishinu Ktsas. Now, what does it mean, Ishinu Ktsas? V'ulai b'shishmeyov. So Rav Chaim says, Pshat in the Magid Mishnah, he says, Ishinu Ktsas means, if, let's say, there is Nekev, that is only Ishinu in that part of the Kiel. You know, sometimes you have a Kiel, as you know, such a big hole, that is Ishinu, and sometimes you have a small Nekev, a small Shever, that is not Ishinu in the whole Kiel, but is Ishinu in that portion of the Kiel. In that portion of the Kiel. So in such case, the option is within the Bailey. If the Bailey, if there is a Shimon Gamor, then the Gazlan is Kene and he has to return them, and the Bailey cannot say, you give me back the Klishon. Because it says, but if the Shino is a Shino Ktsas in the sense that it's only a Shino in that portion of the cave. But it's not, it doesn't constitute a Shino in the whole Kiel. So then the option is within the Bible. Now, there is a Gemara in Agezo. The Gemara says in Agezo, Gozal Peiris, Yerkibuk Soson, Imele Aresh Alach Lefanech. So he can return. Gozal Peiris, Yerkibuk Sas. And the pear is, let's say, the gazel of apples, and starts to rot a little bit. So the gazlan can say to the bali, Hare Shalach Lefanech. But if it's Kibukulo, so then it's not Genshi Gozal. So he's Kene, he cannot say Hare Shalach Lefanech. So we see that when it's Ishinu Ktsas, then he can see Aresh al Ramnech. So why is the case of Gozal Peiris v'Yerkiv Ktsas different than the case of Gozal Kele and Nishva Ktsas? In the case of Gozal Peiris v'Yerkiv Ktsas, he can see Aresh al Ramnech. And the Balaam cannot demand, you pay me the domain and you keep the apples that are rotten a little. And the case of Nishba Ktsas, so the Balaam can demand. So Rav Chaim says there's a difference. In the case of Peiris, so if you have apples, and the apples are a little rotten, so all you do, you cut off the rotten piece, and you eat the rest. So in other words, the fact that it's a Kibuk Ktsas is something that could be separated from the other part of the pear. What happens if you have an apple and there is worms in what part? You cut off that piece of apple and you eat the rest of that. But Nikili cannot do it if you have a Sheva Ktsas. So you'll cut off one portion of the kele and you use the rest of the kele. It's inseparable. So that's the difference between Gozal Peiris v'Yerkiv Ktsas and Gozal Kele v'Nishba Ktsas. But that in itself has to be explained. Monefshech. If the Nekev cotton, the Sheva Ktsas, is al pedin, ishinu, so he's Kenet. So then he's Kenet, and the Balaam cannot even demand that he should return the Kriyashon. If it's not Ishinu, so then he should be able to say Aresh Alach Lefanech. So Rav Chaim says as follows. Actually, the drosha of the Gemara is that Beishas Akzila Shakosa Imkin Shikosa Yazir Vim Lav Domin Boinishlam. So there are two alochas. One aloha is that if there is a shinu, so mimele, he's kenet. But then there is another aloha. Even when he's not kenet, if it's not kenet, she goes out. Mamesh. So he cannot say agish lochofenech. So mainly in the case of gozal kelev nishvak tzas, which is only a shinu tzas, in that portion of the kelev, it is such a small crack that it only constitutes a shino in that portion of the kele. But it doesn't constitute a shino in the whole kele. So mele, kene is not, but still, that portion of the kele is not kene shibosla. So mele, he cannot say agesh locha fanech. After all, he's mechuyev to make a mitzvah hashavah. And in order to be kind of mitzvah hashavah, it has to be completely kein shekozal. But if it's not completely kein shekozal, then it cannot be kind of mitzvah hashavah. So if it doesn't kill it, that has a shevach tzas, which is only a shino in one portion of the kele, so merely cannot be kind of mitzvah hashavah. But kein is not, since it's not a shino in the whole kele. So mele, the option is within the Baalim. If the Baalim says, I want it, so he can be mikayim mitzvah hashavah with it. But if the Baalim says, I don't want it, he cannot be mikayim mitzvah hashavah. So mele, he's mechuyev to pay full dom. So this is how Reb Chaim explains this Rambam. In other words, there are two halachas. One aloch is the shinu is kene, and then there is another aloch that im kene she goes out is yazir. A gazlan is mechuyev to be meishiv the ben, but in order to be mikayim the mitzvah shoveh, it has to be completely kene she goes out. But if there is any shinu, even a shinu tzas, that is not sufficient to be kene it, but the mitzvah hashavah cannot be mikayim. If the mitzvah hashavah cannot be mikayim, so the Baalim can demand that he should pay them. But if the Baalim says, I'm willing to accept it, so then he can be mikayim the mitzvah hashavah. So mele, he doesn't have to pay them. This is the Reb Chaim in Perek Vayis of Hilchos Zilah Ve'Avayah. Then there is a very important Reb Chaim and the sugi of Shem in the caliph of Hilchos Neivim. Alright, so it will be next week. There is no next week, unfortunately. Then that this Friday is the last day. You know, I'm not in favor of vacations, you know. And I never asked, so that's what the decision was made. I'm not criticizing anything. I don't even want to be asked, because I don't want to assume responsibility for this. The Bachive stayed in the Erev Pesach. He's mired to go home from the Bismedrash. But he doesn't say that the 2 weeks before Pesach you have to give vacation. I don't know where they adapted the yeshivas this practice of vacation.
Well, the yeshiva did what?
Erev Pesach.
Oh, Erev Pesach.
He left the Bismedrash early.
Oh, yeah.
I got this. Right. Mother, the children shouldn't fall asleep. The children shouldn't fall asleep.
So he put them to sleep early?
Yeah.
No. He napped them.
So he started to say that.
Oh.
You see.
Right.
Or maybe he told them interesting stories. So the melee,
they got
it
excited.
And otherwise, he wouldn't have started the Seder that early.
It's not a question of Zrizim. Yochan begin, Tamlim Abav Ze. So there's aloha, the Pshatis. There's no din of Tesvis Pesach night. You can start Shabbos early. You can make Kiddush early. Yamesh Nechila Kiddush. but you cannot start the Seder on the basis of Teis V'Shabbos, because Bavuzelo Yomarti El Bishor Sheish Matzu Mor Nechovnech. You have to start the Seder after Tzitzit Chavah. So what Rabbi Kiva did, he probably inspired them, he prepared them that they should be up, or maybe put them to sleep in the afternoon.
That's
right. Yeah, that's right.
He played not
so. But anyway, the only day when he left the Bismillah Shirley, when he took vacation, was Erev Pesach. And here, Pesach vacation, Hanukkah vacation, all kinds of vacations. What is it?
Maybe the Rashiva can still give a shir on Sunday.
After the shir, without Sunday.
All week, they'll
unofficial.
All right, you'll discuss it with me when I come back, okay?
Rashiva will be coming.